Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Thursday show. Now, if you hear a bunch of noise coming through my mic, the building next to me, they're doing some work and they got ladders going everywhere. And it's a little noisy, but that's okay. We can deal with it, right? We can deal with anything. We have the capacity to deal with any situation. And as my affirmation lately has been, whenever I'm faced with a problem, I let my problems go and I turn them over to Source. You call it God, I call it Source. So I let my problems go, I let it go, and allow Source to fix my problems or take care of my problems. So I have no problems. And you're going, wait a minute, you have problems and you just can't do nothing. Well, I don't do anything till I know what to do. You know, don't sit in problem, you sit in solution. So you turn it over to Source. That's my little thing. Turn it over to Source. Get out of the way. Go have some fun. Play. Enjoy life. And that's it. Do something you're passionate about. So giving all your problems to Source, whatever they be. So never need a psychic again, right? Because you're going to give everything to Source, God. And you're just going to go have some fun in the meantime. And when the answer comes, boom, done. Got it. Okay, I know what to do. Because sometimes you don't even have to do anything because the answer comes to you. Wow, we got lots of noise going on now. We got car alarms and ladders and all kinds of fun things. So we're going to talk to dead people today. I've been having fun. Got onto a new project. I'm on Facebook. And I discovered recently that I can go live on Facebook. Live video. And I did a brief one today. My thing was about loving yourself. So I made some suggestions. Today is a great day to love yourself by being generous to yourself. And that was a little live video I had on Facebook. I think I'll do more of those. If you're on Facebook with me, you can go there and you can see me and I do my live videos. And if I expand it a little bit more than the 2-minute video or the 1-minute video that I did today, you can actually ask questions, which is kind of cool, or comment, or whatever you want to do. A lot of people do this sort of thing. A lot of famous people, per se, do this sort of thing. So it was fun. So I made a little video. I made a short video for YouTube, posted it today about the same thing, and put it on some other sites. So I posted it everywhere. It's a little short video on being generous to yourself. Go do something. Go have that dessert that you haven't had in a long time. Go watch that movie that you've been longing to do. Go to the spa. Go take a walk in the park. Do something and be very generous to yourself today. Go play with your pets. Whatever it is, whatever you've been putting off that you feel is very generous for yourself, go do it today. No reason. You know, life is too short not to enjoy yourself. So we're going to talk to some dead people. I have some articles, one from Pam Grout, one of my favorite authors, and some things about 21 Simple Ways. We'll just see how much time I have, and I have a couple callers. I know you've been holding for a while. I'll be with you in a second. And then we're going to look into your past lives. So that's what you do. And then the soul reading is really just what your soul has to say on a certain subject that you've been going through, kind of reading you that empathy. Empathetic thing, what I do, or whatever you call it, it's actually clair something or other. Claircognizance, I think, is what it's called, where I read people, I know things. It's actually your spirit guides, or my spirit guides, or your higher self, or something telling me about you, something about you, or your best friend, or that lover that you're kind of wondering, what the heck are they up to, right? So it's reading people at that level. So that's what I'm going to do today with you. We're going to have some fun. It's always about having some fun, isn't it? Really? Seriously? You know, why are we here if we're not here to have fun? And if you have a problem, then as I said earlier, it's time to let it go. Allow Source to take it, God to take your problem, and you go have some fun. Actually works, believe it or not. It does work. Hello?
Hi.
You're going to have to speak up just a tad.
Yes, my name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Ah, it's a good place. I've been there. Spent a little time in Sacramento area. Lived in Placerville, if you know where that is.
Yes, I do.
It's a beautiful area. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
We used to drive down the mountain because there wasn't much to do in Placerville years ago. And I'm sure there's still not a lot to do in Placerville other than eat. So what's going on with you today?
Well, thank you. I applied directly to a very well-known medical insurance company for a call center position. About a month later, I received a telephone call from the hiring manager, and I came in for a panel interview on July 29th. And I feel like I did well. I have sent two thank you notes worded differently.
One too many, but that's okay.
Okay. And online it does say still under managerial review. Do you feel
let me back up a little bit, because this is what I do, and it's a little different than the normal psychic type thing. I talk to one of your ancestors, and I'm trying to get who that is and what they want to say to you about the subject. Now, jobs are the most difficult because it's a vibrational thing. Getting a job is all vibrational. You know that, right? You have to be in vibrational sync with the people that are hiring you. So let me see what I get a message. Father's side of the family, female father's side of the family, back at least two generations, and it feels maybe even three generations. Okay, so that would be like a great-great-grandmother or something like that. Nope, it's more like an aunt than a grandmother. Okay? So it goes back about three. So why would she want to talk to you? Because you're beloved. Because you're loved. You're loved from the non-physical world. You're absolutely loved. You're adored. And they want to make sure that you have the position. Now, I'm not trying to avoid your question, because I'm only giving you what they say. I don't know why they're avoiding the direct question. But they're saying you're loved. They want you to have the best possible position ever. And that door will open up for you very, very shortly in the next few days. You should get a positive message. That's what I heard for you. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, sounds like good news.
That's what their exact message. And I hope I'm right, but that's what I hear from whoever this is, a great, great aunt. So she's saying to you, let me get the rest of the words, because she's saying, don't worry. The situation has been taken care of. The right people have been prompted to make the right decision. Does that make sense to you at all? I don't know what that means, but that's what they're saying. Okay?
Okay. Well, that
sounds
really good.
You need to stay very positive about it. You need to own the position. Do you know what I mean by that? Own the position?
Right.
Do you have your clothes picked out for the first? Do you have your clothes picked out for the first day?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, so you have to be like, I'm ready. This is like, okay, I'm ready, God. I'm ready. I know what coffee cup I'm going to bring with me. You know, all that stuff, right? Or teacup or whatever you call it, right? My glass of water. I got the bottle of water ready. So, okay, so just be ready, okay?
Okay, and hopefully
this is a very loving person or loving energy that's trying to speak to you about all this, and they're prompting you to take yourself less seriously, okay? Take yourself less seriously, because all will work out in your favor. All will work out. Not that you're predestined, and I don't mean that. And I know we're going on and on here, but that's what they're yelling at me, so I got to go on a little bit. Not that you're predestined, but you've charted a really good life course for yourself, and it's going to be fun. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Got it? Okay. Take care.
You
Bye
too.
Now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was cool. See, I love to talk to dead people because dead people are so much more fun than trying to do a psychic thing because I don't know what they're going to tell you. And for some reason, it just takes the pressure off of me of answering about jobs because I just hear those words and I give them to you and you go, and see, and then you can't blame me. You have to break, if you don't get the job, you have to blame your great-great aunt or whatever she is instead of me because I was just repeating what I got. So if you're interested in follow-up readings, now these are supposed to be really short. You can contact me at themessenger.info, and I've posted a bunch of articles there. Trying to post, one of these days I'll post videos on there if I can figure out how to do that. And so you can see, because I'm doing these daily videos on Facebook about loving yourself, because that's my theme, how to love yourself. That's my theme lately. How do you love yourself more? And what's the advantage of loving yourself? Well, simply put, and I won't get too much into this, is I was going to read a bunch of things about love today, because I'm working on a book about love, healing with love. And I did some compiling old articles and kind of squeezing them in to the format today. But loving yourself. So what's the advantage of loving yourself? Because once you get into that energy, because I got a caller, and I'll be with you in a second, that God is love, or the source of universe is love, that the universe or the spiritual realm is love, absolute unconditional love. And the closer you can get your vibrational match to that love energy, the quicker things happen in your life, the faster things happen in your life. Because once you're connected to that energy, that vibration of love, unconditional love. Now, what keeps you from doing that? Thought patterns, doubts, questions about yourself, beliefs about yourself that are started when you were really young, that you've carried through most of your life, that you need to get rid of. And that's what part of my therapeutic meditations is all about. So if you want to read about that on the Messenger, please do. Or if you want to contribute to the show, you can do that. A couple dollars is cool. Whatever you can spare. Spare change, right? Yeah, spare change. I do $1 readings. And so you can even arrange it through that. Okay, let me take another caller. Hello?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Yvonne, what's going on this beautiful... It's a Thursday still, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Yvonne. No, go ahead. I'm just hearing
just
something.
While you're
talking about it, I'm getting messages. So I'm they're pulling me in different directions. But what's your question?
Oh, I didn't have a question. I just want to know what spirit has to say.
Okay, so it's a male figure. That's what I'm getting. So it's a male figure. Is it which side of the family? It feels more father's side of the family than mother's. It's a male figure on your father's side of the family. He feels... Have we talked before? Because it feels like somebody we've talked to before. Did we talk to a male figure on your family before?
I think so. I don't know which side.
Yeah, it's on your father's side. And I keep getting the word... portly, like he's pretty big. He was a big person when he was in the physical form. Okay, so you had a question for him? Did you have a question for him?
No, I didn't have a question. No.
Oh, you don't have questions. So they always like to answer questions, but let's see what he has to say about you and your life and where you're going and why you're going, where you're going. Be more assertive. Be more assertive. Okay? Be more assertive, not aggressive, but be more assertive, because you want to accomplish a lot of things in your life, and sometimes you hold back from going there, and you shouldn't do that, because you have the power and force of all the universe and all of God's energy behind you to get it. You just need to take those steps to get it. I don't know what that means to you and where you're going in life, but that's what they're saying, is you got to be more assertive because you'll get what you want. Because you have a huge spiritual family that's just supportive of you, always. And so whenever you need something, just ask. Ask. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Ask your spiritual family, hey, can you bring me whatever it is, right? More money, more love. I don't think you know, I'm not getting money and love for you. I'm not that you can't get it. You will get it, but obviously. But there's something else you want. and it feels like it's feeling better about yourself. Am I right? Because that's what it feels like. Feeling more positive. Being more positive
about
yourself.
Yeah, that could
yourself.
Be true.
Being more positive, being more assertive, being more a belief that you can accomplish anything you want in your life because you have the skills, abilities, and direction to do so. Okay, got it? That's what you're going to do.
Yes.
You're going to make it big time. What do you do?
I don't do anything.
Well, you're going to do something. So maybe you need to figure out what you want to do because whenever you figure that out, you're going to be big time.
Okay, great.
You ready? You ready to seize the world and conquer the world? Kind of like Game of Thrones. Right, like Game of Thrones. You ever watch Game of Thrones?
No, I've never seen that.
Okay, well, it's kind of a cool thing, but, you know, it's like you have your dragons ready to assist you, like one of the characters in Game of Thrones has their three dragons to support her. So you have your spiritual dragons to support you, okay?
Okay.
Go for it. What's wrong with you? You do it now. Go do it. Go get your sword out and go conquer the world. Why not?
Okay.
They want you. They really want you to be more assertive and go out there and conquer the world. You're hesitating, dear.
Okay,
And the question is, why are you hesitating? And they're saying you shouldn't. Okay? Never.
Okay.
Never. Okay, go for it.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Yeah, that was kind of fun. Yeah, why? You know, I don't know why they were so assertive with her, because they're trying to get her to be more assertive and go out there and conquer the world. She's holding back. Because we don't believe in ourselves. You know, we don't love ourselves enough sometimes. We just don't believe that we can do it. And then we have the universe, we have Source, we have God, we have all the spirit, all the family members in the non-physical world that's ready to help us get there. Spirit guides, angels, whoever you want to call on, they're going to help you. You just have to accept the fact that they're there for you. Does that make sense at all to you guys? I mean, really, seriously, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. So, okay, so you can go to themessenger.info, and or you can go to YouTube and put up my name in it, which is George Gamond. I don't know if you do that. And you can look at my videos on YouTube, and I post some new ones, or Facebook, or wherever you want to look. And I'm doing more of that. I'm doing the video thing, so it's really kind of fun. Yeah, because that's what I like doing, you know. We kind of had fun today doing that sort of thing. So let me give you an article. This is from Pam Grout. One of my favorite authors. She's actually one of my Facebook friends, and she did her video today. First video, 20-something second video. So, okay, let me. This is a really great article, and I think it's really something that we all need to be really cognizant about when we're living our lives and we're trying to accomplish everything we're trying to accomplish. Love ourselves. And this is, if we avoid doing things that she talks about in this article, we will even love ourselves more. So, before entering a hospital room of a tuberculosis patient, visitors are required to cover their entire bodies. They have little orange suits like in the movies, right? Little masks. Things. They even don surgical gloves and face masks. Can you imagine that? Really? No. Germs, virus, what is it? Is tuberculosis a bacteria, isn't it, I think? Is it a virus or a bacteria, buddy? Anybody know? I think it's a bacteria. Oh, none of us balk at seemingly overcautious behavior. We don't want to catch tuberculosis. It's contagious, for goodness sake, of course. We go to great lengths to avoid being exposed, right? Yet we never protect ourselves from bad news we see on television, the horrible reports we read in the newspaper. Now, do we really read the newspapers? Let me finish the article. But do we really read it, or do we get the news on, like, Facebook or other places, social media, where we watch these videos of car crashes and people hitting each other and being violent to each other, right? I'm just kind of editorializing here. So what we see in the evening news is nothing like what we see in our own neighborhoods. The new media presents a grossly distorted picture, an anomaly. Isn't that right? They kind of blow up the bad news. And there's lots of good things going on in the world. You know, I try on Facebook, for example, to post good stuff. Lots of cats, lots of dogs, lots of people being kind to animals and each other. That's my sort of thing, because I think we need to hear good news that people are being good to each other and they're loving each other and caring about each other versus people doing horrible things to each other. I avoid the horrible things to people because why do you want to see that? Okay, unfortunately, the picture of America, the ugly, every bit as contagious and as damaging as the tuberculosis germs. Poet and novelist Maya Angelou went so far as to call negative poison. Ooh, negative poison. Do we want to sit around in a bunch of negative poison? I don't think so. She was vigilant in protecting herself from negative conversation. If she heard what she called a poisonous comment, she quickly said sayonara, whatever that Japanese word is, and didn't feel a bit guilty about it. If anyone stayed in her home, she asked them to leave. Stated it in her home. Okay. Do you understand? If anybody's negative in her house, she would say, out of here. Negative thoughts, out of here. Negative comments, out of here. Do we do that? Do you say people start getting all negative and whiny and complaining about stuff and getting all negative? Do you get caught up in it? Do you perch yourself in it? Or do you let it go? No, I don't want anything to do with that. I want to hear positive stuff, right? So if you allow negativity to perch in your home, in your mind, in your life, it can take you over. So when rude or cruel things are said, I say, take it out of my house. These negative words climb into your furniture, and next thing you're on, you'll be on your skin, she said. Okay, so the negativity, that vibration, because it's all vibration, it's all energy. People say words, and that's a vibration. Words are a vibration. Words, vibrations linger in the air. They stay with you. The atmosphere, if you get filled with negativity, it will linger and stay till you can rid yourself of it. That's why in the Native American and the shaman traditions, mine's a shaman tradition more than a Native American tradition. We burn sage and sweetgrass. That clears the energy. It clears the space. So you need to clear your space if people have been negative around you. Clearing the space, saging the space. Sometimes certain incense will do that, the clearing and the energy. So she referred that what Apostle Paul said in his book to the Corinthians. They wrote complaining about the old men who were chasing young women, about church members who refused to tithe. And she wrote back, and he wrote back, the Apostle Paul, right? He wrote back, if there be anything of good report, speak of these things. That's good counsel, isn't it? You know, I only want to hear good stuff. I don't want to hear bad stuff. Your thoughts are magic. Not one of them goes unheeded by the universe. Whatever it is you think and feel, the universe energy stands up and says, I second it. The universe, now this is a hard concept for many people to believe or accept, but this is how it works. If you're talking negative all the time and you're putting things down and you're being critical all the time, the universe is feeding that to you. Because when you're saying I am down or I am depressed or I am this or I am that or something to the terminology that relates to I am or stating those words, you get that back. People wonder why terrible things happen to them, because they sit in a negative place. And it doesn't take a lot of it, believe it or not. You're going, yeah, sure, but it does. Really, believe it. Why cast your spotlight in dirty corners? Why focus on negativity? Our thoughts about ourselves, about our world, about our relationships create our reality. In a landmark physics experiment, researchers who theorized that light waves were curvy found curvy light waves. Okay, so the thought created the outcome. The thought created the material or the manifestation. So if you think of light waves as being curvy, they will be curvy. If you think they're matter, they will be matter. If you think they're energy, they will be energy. The universe in physics has proven that your thoughts create your reality in the physics world, in quantum physics. Believe it or not, they found that in experiments. It's what they call the effect of the observer, the observer effect in quantum physics. Believe it or not, It's true. Look it up. Okay, so those who deduced light waves are straight as Billy Graham, they found Billy Graham's straight light waves. I don't know why she used Billy Graham here, but it's kind of like, yeah, light waves can be straight or they can be curvy. It just depends on the observer. So your thoughts affect the universe. Who needs a mind reader or a psychologist to dredge up an unburied unconsciousness? If you want to know, there's just a look around. It's all around here in living color. If you see dysfunctional relationships, finances that are always a struggle, a word of snooty sales clerks, then that's what you're spending your time thinking about. In fact, the thought comes first. I don't think about that. I would say go into a store. I've done this before, so this is a cool little experiment in this whole thing. And I'll be back to you in a minute. I only have like 20 seconds left in this whole discussion about your thoughts. But let me give you this one. You ever go to the store and you go to the counter and you're going to check out and you ask people how they're doing, how's their day going? Doesn't everything change? Doesn't their attitude shift? If you show concern and interest in somebody else, suddenly don't their energy change for you? But if you go there and complain, you're just going to get complaint back, right? Change your thoughts and your focus, and you can literally change your world. Or another way of saying that is change your thoughts and change your life. Okay? That's a beautiful article. What do you think? I love it. Okay. I'm going to do one thing while I'm playing here. Wait a minute. I thought I did what I was going to do. Okay, so I'll do that. So let's get back to you guys and see if there's anybody still out there wanting to talk. Nope. Okay, so we're going to do some other articles. I'm going to do an Abraham quote. I got about 17 minutes. Almost 18 minutes left if anybody wants to call in or if there's any questions in the chat room about any of this. If you want to delve into your past lives and how they're affecting us now, if you want to get messages from any of your ancestors or even famous people, if you're curious about what a famous person would have to say, somebody that died, you know, you're wondering, what's Jim Morrison doing now, or what's, you know, Errol Flynn doing now, or what's Einstein doing now, you're curious. We'll see if we can tap into you, those people, if you're curious about it. Some people want to know about Marilyn Monroe or Elvis. Elvis is like, oh, let's find out what Elvis is doing now. So if you're interested in what a famous person might be doing or what they have to say about the situation of the world, what's John Kennedy say about the political thing, right? What do you think? You interested at all? We can do that. So let's, if you're interested in that sort of thing, let me know. It's always fun to hear from people that were on the planet and living and had very productive lives, and they want to share what they think about the current situation in the world. Interesting. Okay, so we can do that. So we can do that tomorrow too. We're going to do basically the same thing tomorrow. We're going to get into it. So if you have any questions for tomorrow, actually you can send me an email through the messenger for any questions that you want to talk about in the future shows. If you have any concepts or ideas, you can even email me and I'll give you my email address. So you can email me with questions, or if you email me with, let's talk sometime because I really need your help. That would be kind of cool, right? If I spelled that right. Okay, we'll try that. That's my email address if you want to contact me and write me a question or two, or want to get some more information, and or if you want to set up a meeting and I'll explain it a little bit more, or the therapeutic meditations and what they are. So I won't do much more about that. So let's go into the quotes, the articles. Let's get into the Abraham quote. If you're familiar with the Abraham material from Esther Hicks or Esther and Jerry Hicks way back when. This is from 2006. Oh my goodness, in the current new one. Because they've been doing this for 30 years, thereabout. So this is kind of an interesting, it's from the Law of Attraction, the Basic Teachings of Abraham. And the quote is, the achievement of anything you desire must be considered success. Whether it is a trophy or money or relationships or things, but if you let your standard of success be your achievement of joy, everything else will fall easily into place. For in finding of joy, you're finding vibrational alignment with the resources of the universe. It's a beautiful statement. To get anything you want in life, all you have to do is get into that vibration of joy or love or that sort of energy, that level of energy. For in finding of joy, you are in vibrational alignment with the sources of the universe. So you wonder, well, why am I not getting what I want? Why do things seem to not come to me the way I want it? Simply put, you're not in joy. You're not in love. Get there. And that's what my work is about. How to get into that place. Because joy is an aspect of love. It's a similar vibration. So get there. Just get there. Once you get there, the universe opens up the basket of goodies for you, whatever it might be. It might be just fun. It's always good to just have fun. You know, I've been thinking about that lately. A friend of mine said I'm a little intense, you know, a little controlling. And I thought about myself, and maybe some of you have the same kind of thing, where you always have to be doing something. You're always supposed to be doing something. You're always supposed to be accomplishing something, right? Like, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? I'm missing out on something I have to do. Where life is just really about enjoying it, having fun, enjoying life, right? What do you think? I know people join the chat room late into the show, and they kind of wonder what I'm talking about. You got to listen to the first part of the show. But if you want to talk to dead people, get a message from dead people, either ancestors, and maybe if you're interested in what a famous person might have to say about the world in general or about you, you know, they observe you. Believe it or not, you have some famous people in history that would like to observe you and give you some opinions about your life. Believe it or not, maybe you had a life. Maybe Freud wants to talk to you about some of your desires, right? Okay, we'll leave Freud out of this. Maybe Einstein. Maybe John Lennon. Maybe whoever it is, right? Whoever. Maybe Steve Jobs has something to say to you about what you're doing in your life and achieving success. There are lots of famous people that were very, very successful in their lives, and they have some opinions for you. I don't know why I'm trying to push that. I just find it really, really interesting that they are willing to give you advice. People who have lived before, like Napoleon Hill, they wrote a lot about life and success and how to get there. Think and grow rich, right? So, if you want to talk to a dead person who is really well known, we can do that. Maybe it's Buddha. Maybe it's Jesus. Ooh. Maybe it's somebody more contemporary, right? Maybe it's Mother Teresa. What do you know? What do you think? Am I off the wagon here a little bit? But it's a reality. Why not? You can talk to your grandmother. You can talk to Mother Teresa. She's not too busy for you, if you believe that concept. Okay, so we're going to get into some articles. So I'm waiting for you guys to call me. Or let's just do that. And we'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to specialize in that. I'm going to try to get messages from people that were well-known in history that might have some beautiful things to say about your life. What do you think? Oh, I have a caller. What do you know about that? I know, I'm just rattling. Maybe I'm just rattling on and on to get callers versus having to do articles that are kind of related. But, you know, this is more fun to talk to people. So I'll take a caller. I'll do that. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Adriana.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Okay. So who do you want to talk to?
Whoever wants to talk. Whoever, famous dead people, I don't, whatever.
Famous
whoever wants
dead,
to.
Famous dead people. Let's see if I get a famous dead person first. I you know, I'm not, this is not my imagination. Frida Kahlo. that's I think that's how you pronounce it. She's an artist, right? She's a famous artist, right?
Yes.
From Mexico? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh,
what
yes,
does she have
yes.
to, what does she have to say to you? Struggle is okay. Struggle as an artist is okay. Wow, that's cool, huh? Struggle as an artist.
Okay.
I know you're an artist. Struggle as an artist, okay. The only thing that really works is persistence. The only thing that really works is persistence and being true to the voice that's inside you, that's pushing you to create. Okay? She's being very positive about this, that you need to listen to that voice that's inside you that's stirring you what to create. It's not external. It's all internal.
Okay.
You understand that?
So,
you understand that?
Yeah. Okay.
And she's saying persistence. She's saying that there is a struggle. The more an artist struggles, the more creative they are, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because,
that's good to know.
Out of your pain comes brilliance. Whoa, that's pretty cool stuff. Out of your pain comes brilliance.
Okay.
Now, what else she's saying about that? Because it's kind of a cool little statement. She's saying that once you get into that, the range of emotions, both negative and positive. Now, you don't want to stay in negative emotions, but out from that flows the various colors that you can use, because each emotion reflects a color. And so if you're in a certain feeling or an emotion, don't run from the emotion, but express the color that's related to the emotion.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
all right.
If you're in a bad mood, what colors would you use?
Yeah, I have to think about that.
Well, it's usually darker colors.
Yeah.
It's usually darker
sometimes.
Colors, and sometimes they can be angry colors, right?
Yeah.
But what she's saying is the using of colors that are related to your emotions can be very cathartic for you. And also can be very healing, because you were releasing the emotions through the work.
Okay.
Okay? So try
that. Oh, wow. All right.
Okay, got it? So that's the message. That's what she wants.
Okay.
That's what she wants you to do, is to focus on your emotions. That could be cheerful. You could be happy emotions all the time, and you're going to use happy colors. But you have those moments where you have to use other colors because they reflect the emotions that you're going through. Or the other thing is, if you're painting other people, okay, like portraits of other people, it's using their emotions to paint their colors.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Okay,
right.
So you're picking up their emotions, and that's going to reflect the color and depth of what you do and the intensity of how you do it.
Okay.
Because what she's saying is that there's kind of if they're in kind of a negative place, you're going to use shadows more. You're going to use darker shadows because they're hiding.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If they're in a brilliant place, they're going to radiate. If they're in a really good place, they're going to radiate. But if they're in a darker, if they're in pain, you're going to reflect their pain in the colors that you use and the shades that you use to show them.
Okay.
If a person's struggling, you have to reflect them and not what you think they should be.
Okay. All right.
That makes sense? Got it?
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Because you can't change them. All you can do is a reflection of who they are.
Okay.
And when they see it, if they see it, they will reflect on what they've been presenting and maybe make a change on their own.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Okay. Got it?
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was cool. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I like it.
Take care. Bye now.
Thanks, George. You too. Bye-bye.
That was kind of fun. They have some wonderful things. I know this lady, and she's a friend, and I know she's an artist, and I know she's some really great work if you're interested in knowing more about her. Not sure how to do that, so
she wants in the chat room, she wants to post her website. She can do that in the chat room so people can see her work if you want to do that. If you're there still, chat, post your website or email address or website preferably, and they can look at your work. So anybody who's famous or, I mean, wants to do post their work, I'm so inclined to let them do that because you're good listeners and you love to contribute to the show in some way. Okay, what are we doing? Got about 4 minutes, about 5 minutes left in the show, and that was really fun. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to center ourselves on talking to famous people that may have messages for your life and helping you to do what you need to do. And they'll all be very positive. They're all very positive in the non-physical world. They express love to you. They might kick you in the butt a little bit sometimes. They might tell you to get going and do something and stop sitting around waiting for things to happen and allow yourself to live and go enjoy life and have some fun, right? Okay, so what can I do next? Oh, I don't know. We could talk about reducing stress, but I only have 4 minutes left. It's like, what am I going to talk about for 4 minutes? I could babble, but I won't. How about, here's just a quick little article, and I'll give you a couple of them, and then we can maybe do this another time. It's 21 ways to quiet the mind. You ever get that monkey mind, that chatter, 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 chatter? Okay, so one of the things they suggest, wait a minute, that's not the one I wanted to do. First thing they suggest, and this is from theleafnet.com, and I don't have the author's name, so I can't do that. Maybe it's somewhere that I can't see it. They hide the name sometimes. It's walk it out. Take a gentle walk. Be sure to stop and smell the roses. You know, go hug a tree. Get outside. If you want to quiet the mind, observe. And that's full. That's pretty much mindfulness. And I talk a lot about mindfulness, how to get into the state of mindfulness. And if you're out on a walk, you don't necessarily want to think about your problems. You want to turn them over. But you want to observe everything around you, the birds singing, the gravel under your feet or the sidewalk, or hopefully what's in the bushes, the sounds, the trees, the smells. You open up your senses to everything around you, and the more you do that, you get away from your own mind chatter, and the more you become present, the more you become mindful of your situation, and the more you open your senses up, and you'll feel better. But you got to be observant of everything around you. If you go for a walk and think about your problems, then go home. Forget about the walk. It's not about thinking about your problems. You just turn them over. Okay. You go, I'm letting go and allowing Source, which I call Source, to take my problems and bring solution to me. Just try that. Try that. Try that little exercise. If you can call it God, I'll call it Source. Just say, I am letting go of my problems and allowing Source to bring me solutions. So you don't have to search for solutions. They'll bring you solutions. Another one is, I don't like this next one because you spend too much time on it. Next one is hug it out. Ooh, I love this. Cuddle up with your pet or loved one or best friend or whoever it means. Close bonding releases hormones that make you feel good. Yeah, hugging your pet. Look in your dog's eyes. They feel good. You feel good. It's the thing to do. So go hug it out. Dogs are cool. Cats are going to like, leave me alone. You know, you ever try to hug a cat and they're going, for the most part, it's, nah, I don't want to be here very long. Yeah, that's nice. We've done this little hugging thing for a minute or two, but I'm out of here, right? But dogs are cool to hug because they want to hug with you. They want to look in your eyes and get your energy, get that positive flow going. Okay, I got time for maybe one more. Let's see if I got one more real quick. Things to quiet your mind. Write it out. You can journal. Just journal. Let it all out. It's called idiomotor responses. Idiomotor, you're releasing that energy into paper. You can even burn the paper later. Just let it go. Release it. Bye. Goodbye. Well, thank you for calling today. Thank you for being in the chat room. I really appreciate it. If you want to email me, my address is earthlightsc@yahoo.com. If you want to go to the messenger and read some of the articles, find out about more about what I do, and or join me on Facebook if you want to see my videos. Now, I have to post the YouTube link for my videos tomorrow, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Okay? It's been fun. I had a good time. Yes. Love doing this. I love talking to you people. That's my favorite thing in the whole world to do, is to talk to people, help people, share messages from dead people, and or deal with your past lives or read your souls. So I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.